So often in the Law of Moses, we're told about the need to keep God's commandments. And I just want to have a look at what this word actually means. All the way through Deuteronomy particularly, they are told on and on, keep his commandments. Deuteronomy 13, 18, listen to the voice of Yahweh your God, keep all his commandments which I command you. And it's all through the law, in Leviticus 18, 30, therefore you shall keep my requirements so that you do not practice any of these abominable customs. So you keep God's commandments so that you don't keep the ways of the world. The word that's translated keep, the original word means basically a thorn hedge. And the idea is to be hedged in to a certain way. And my dear dad used to often use the phrase in his prayers, hedge about our paths. And I think this is the idea that God will, if we are willing, God will hedge us in to that way in which we want to go. And the word for keeping, as I say, it does mean a thorn hedge. The idea being that if you are going in that way, then you will not be keeping the laws and the customs of anybody else. That's why, as I said, Leviticus 18:30, you shall keep like a thorn hedge, be hedged in to keep my ways, so that you do not practice any of these abominable customs. And all the way through, when you listen, Deuteronomy 13:18, when you listen to the voice of Yahweh, keep, be hedged into the way of all his commandments. Now, because this is such a major theme in the whole Law of Moses, it's led the Jews to this idea of fences around the law. In other words, well, because we're not supposed to do this, therefore you better not even do that, lest you do what you're actually told in the scriptures not to do. And of course, this has led to all sorts of problems. It's led to bizarre situations. You go to Israel today, go to McDonald's, you can't buy a cheeseburger. Why not? Because it's a hedge around the law that you must not boil a kid in its mother's milk. You must keep meat and dairy products separate. No cheeseburgers. Cheese is a dairy product. You can't have cheese on your burger. Well, no, guys. I mean, this is just ridiculous. And the problem is that you don't know where to stop. And it's very easy to mock this whole business that has arisen in Judaism of fences around the law. And it does get bizarre. And of course, we are asked not so much as to keep individual commandments as to walk in a way of obedience. This is the idea of the thorn hedge, that we are keeping, we are being aware. It's also translated beware or keep yourself, take heed to yourself. Yeah, go in this path, this way of life. It is an appeal to live a way of life rather than a life that is endlessly avoiding and sort of breaking commandments and is endlessly paranoid about the possibility of breaking them. And that is not going to get anywhere. We are asked to follow the way of life, which is inculcated by God's principles. And yet, we are weak. We are definitely weak. And I think we do have to make a few fences in our own minds because of our own weakness. I give you an example. Someone struggling with alcoholism, someone who at the moment is not drinking. I have seen folks like that because we've worked with them for many years in the Bible Center in Riga. I've seen folks like that in the supermarket. There's a huge supermarket near the Bible Center, and we go there to buy the food for the soup kitchen, etc. And I've seen guys walking around the huge alcohol department. Guys I know. And I walked up to them and said, "Yeah, what are you doing here?" "Ah, I'm not drinking, Duncan." "Yeah, I don't doubt it. Yeah, you say you're not drinking, but what are you doing here?" "Ah, well, I'm just looking at the prices of vodka and the prices of stuff. You know, it's gone up a lot since I used to drink. Just curious." No, look, make a fence around the law, mate, you know. Just don't go wandering around the alcohol department in the supermarket. When I ask people to give testimonies of their battles with alcohol and how they're coping with it and keeping away from temptation, I think of one man, one brother, who said, well, I walk the long way home. I get off the tram and, well, there's a shortcut to the block where I live, but I actually don't take that shortcut because I know that it passes near a place where guys hang out on a bench and drink vodka. And I don't want to see those associations and have them in my mind. I just walk the long way round, so I don't have to see that. Now, that is a little fence, if you like, that he's put up, and it is sanctified common sense. So, although the way of Judaism, sort of endless legislation about fences around the law, and then you start putting fences around those fences, sure, this does not lead to the way of life that is appropriate, and it achieves nothing. And, you know, Paul in Colossians has some things to say about that, where he talks about regulations of a kind of a neo-Judaism that was arising in the ecclesias and the church that he was writing to. And he says, yeah, all these harsh commandments do not actually achieve anything to the controlling of the flesh. That is my sort of interpretation of what he's saying, but I think that is what he meant. That actually, fences like that around the law do not actually lead you to the way of life, because you are propelled in that path by the Spirit, working, allowed to work by you in your hearts. But because we are weak, I do think that we do need to be serious and realistic about ourselves. And without making fences around the law, if you don't want to be led into temptation, well, do not lead yourself there. And I think, like that brother said, you do have to take the long way round at times, walking home. You do need to avoid temptation. And this is particularly, I think, the case with the life that many people live on their screens. Looking at this, looking at that, keep away from certain websites. Keep away from certain forms of entertainment, so-called, because it's only going to lead you towards the way of temptation. God will keep us in the way, and this is the same word that's used about our keeping of his ways. If we hedge ourselves in to his way, he also will keep us. He will hedge us in to his way. And when you're going that way with, as it were, a thorn hedge on both sides of you, you're, as again the scriptures say, you are running in the way of his commandments, as David says in the Psalms. You are going his way, and you are not going to be looking over or through that thorn hedge to some other path. This is the sort of self-reinforcing upward spiral which all of God's laws and ways are designed to inculcate. The further you go down that path, then, in a sense, the easier it gets. And you see that this is the way, and you're going to walk in it.